You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
I'm Demetrius, he's Delaney, and we are the Tao of Indifference, and I just want to tell you guys that I missed you. I missed you so much. I missed you, Delaney, recording, but also, like, I missed our listeners.
That's true. We took some time off.
It was good time off because, I think it was good time off because I'm hoping that our sound quality is a little bit better this episode, but I guess we'll find out when we get feedback from people. But anyway.
We will. Yeah, they definitely will tell us if it sounds horrible or...
People have just straight up told me that before, so I would not be surprised by that. So on today's episode, I wanted to address something that I wrote about recently. The idea that someone's exes can your ex can use you as a stepping stone. So you ever get the feeling like you're sort of like the starter relationship, or I'm sure there's plenty of people who have felt that way where you meet someone, you think you're hitting it off with them really well, and then things end, which is fine, you know, things happen, but when they end, the next person that the person dates is like just better than you in every way. You think they're better than you in every way. So I wanted to talk about that. So Delaney,
yeah,
has that ever happened to you?
Not that I know of. I'm pretty sure it may have happened, and I just don't know who was after me. But it was funny when you first told me the question. I thought about some films and television shows I've seen, and it reminded me of the show The OA, and it was the teenage guy who was the bully. He was talking to the girl, and he was like, "Why won't you make me your boyfriend?" And she said, "Well, you're just practice, you know. So when I really get with somebody I really like, you know, at least I'll be experienced." And that's why I made that sound when you first brought up the question. I was like, "Oh, okay. That I know something about it. I don't think I personally experienced it, or maybe I was like the upgrade, and I don't know."
You said maybe you were the upgrade, and you didn't know. That's pretty funny.
Maybe the person before me felt that way about me. I don't know. So
it makes a lot. That's funny. First of all, how did you feel about the ending of the OA? No spoilers.
Oh man, I was like, wait, is you?
No spoilers.
I can't respond. Yeah. So basically,
positive, like, negative, what?
I was very positive about it. I was also like, where are they gonna go with this? Like, you know, is she gonna be there or is she gonna be there? You know, that's very vague, but I think you understand what I'm talking about.
I enjoyed the show, even though like that ending was one of the biggest like twists I've ever experience on TV. Like, no twist matches that. You know, like, I've watched most like prestige format TV shows with twists, and nothing prepared me for that. I was like, what the hell? Like, oh man, they were so committed to a stupid dance. It was so committed. So anyway, yes, that's a great example, because in the OA, we're not spoiling anything, it's like in the first episode, there's like these two teenage characters, and they're essentially just hooking up, and the guy in it is like, why don't you want to be my girlfriend? And he's essentially like this, he's not even a starter boyfriend, he's like the starter sex person. And I think that there are people who really do use other people as stepping stones, and I think that's true. But the question is, like, it's one thing to say, okay, like, people use me as a stepping stone, because some people do and some people don't, and sometimes it's really like your perception. And some people will be straight up and honest and say, hey, listen, I don't think we're gonna last, but you know, XYZ. I guess the bigger question is, why would it bother you? Because for me, I think objectively, the people that my exes have dated after dating me, or like people I've dated in the past, and you know, they're dating someone else now, I think that whoever they're dating now is obviously a much better fit for them than me, only because like I don't want to be with them, you know, like,
yeah.
Like, it's okay if you use me as a stepping stone, because I don't want to be with you, and you know, like, I don't care.
I mean, I guess it would hurt if this person was like, yeah, you know, they were making life plans with you, and and then afterwards you find out they like are happily married with three kids with someone else, and in the house that you thought about buying with
for together.
They'd be like, okay, so you were just using me as your blueprint, but you moved in with somebody else.
That's a good point. I think it probably hurts more than anything else when you feel like you're a stepping stone, when someone takes the life they were going to build with you and builds it with someone else. Like, that's crazy, because I know for me, you know, when I look at the people who I dated and I was like, oh, you know, I don't think this is going to work. This isn't going to work out. It was usually like, we didn't want the same things, maybe not at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
So like, maybe that's why I've never felt like someone used me as a stepping stone in a negative way, because like, I didn't want to go on that next step with them. Like, I'm happy to help you across the river, because I did not want to be on that side of the river. But I guess if you feel like, oh no, now I'm just stuck in the river helping other people get to the other side, and I would rather be on the other side. You know what it reminds me of?
What is that?
This has nothing to do with the actual like stepping stone metaphor, but it's the story of the frog and the scorpion. So long story short, a frog and a scorpion come to a river, and the frog is like, okay, I'm gonna go. And the scorpion's like, oh, why don't you like carry me over? And the frog's like, no, because you're like gonna sting me. And the scorpion says, no, I'm not gonna sting you, because if I sting you, we're going across the river, we're both gonna die. And the frog's like, oh, okay. So he helps him across the river, and halfway across the river, scorpion stings him, and the frog's like, why? And he's like, because I'm a scorpion. What did you think was gonna happen? I'm a scorpion. That's kind of my thing. I sting things. And just a friendly reminder, my apartment still has scorpions in it. I brought it up because I think every relationship is an opportunity for people to sort of like be a stepping stone for other people. Mm-hmm. The difference is that some people use you as a stepping stone maliciously, whereas other people use you as a stepping stone really to like grow as a person.
Yeah.
And I think the term stepping stone sort of implies like someone's treading upon you, and there's a negative connotation there. But I would like to hope that anyone who's dated me in the past used their experience dating me in some positive way. Like, I really hope so, because for the most part, I haven't dated like terrible people. I've dated like some really nice people, some awesome people who just were not good fits for me. So
yeah.
And like, a great example is the girlfriend that I had when I was like 22, 23. She wanted like kids, and she wanted kids really early on, because she was like the same age as me. She wanted kids early on. She wanted to like build this life. And right after we broke up, she got with someone and she built that life. And that's awesome, because she has a beautiful family and they look happy.
Yeah.
So like, that's a good way to stepping stone. But like, I never thought about the person who gets the life you want. God, could you? It's sort of like, you hear stories about people when they're like, the dream wedding I planned with my fiance happened with someone else, and I'm like, oh my god, that's just evil. Like, yeah. How could you do that? That's so cruel. Like, yo, that's crazy. But
yeah.
Luckily, I've been lucky enough to never like have that experience, but who knows? Like, I guess because the things I want aren't like, I've never wanted a very specific thing. Like, I'm not one of those people who's like, oh, I always wanted a big wedding and I always wanted kids. Like, I've never been that guy. So, you know, like, I have exes who had kids, I've had exes who got married, I have people I've like briefly dated who've like built this lifestyle, you know, like all the things I kind of wanted to do, but then it's more like, good for you. Like, I'm happy that you found happiness. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about the idea of stepping stone and stepping on stones. And stepping on stones is actually, I mean, it may sound negative if you are the stone they're stepping on, but it's probably much better for your ex to be stepping on a stone than to be crushed by the stone. Like, you don't want, even though it sucks if you're the stepping stone, like, I would want my ex to be happy. You know, I don't want my ex to be miserable after me. So it benefits me, sort of, if they improve after me. It's like, you know, our relationship at least brought something good. But if you break up with somebody and then like they're just on antidepressants and don't leave their apartment, I would feel horrible. I'd be like, man, what did I do to this person? You know? So.
Yeah. Well, I guess this goes more into sort of where I want to lead. I think that some people's exes do use them as a stepping stone. Some of it in a positive way, some of it in a negative way. Like, especially if they sort of steal the life you wanted to build with them and use it with somebody else. Like, they use like a boilerplate contract for life, and they're like, oh, I'm I'm just going to use it with this other person. And most people don't. Most people just learn from their experiences. Like, if you date someone, and while you're dating them, you take them to a place, and like a restaurant, and they love it, and then they take the next person they date to that restaurant. It's not like, you weren't really like a stepping stone. You just showed them something cool. But the thing I wanted to talk about last is, how do you get over feeling like that? Even if it's positive or negative. And you brought up a good point about like wanting your exes to be happy. I think that unless you have exes who are like garbage humans, like really terrible scum of the earth, like real, like whatever the opposite of a mensch is. I don't know. How's your Yiddish, Delaney? Do you know what the opposite of a mensch is?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't know.
Fair enough. But like, unless you were dating somebody who was like actually terrible, and not in a terrible, like, ugh, terrible, more like, yo, this person was absolutely horrible, they ruined my life, there's a certain, you know, there's a certain amount of freedom that comes from not holding anger for somebody, especially if they did nothing wrong. Like, if you're just angry because things ended and you don't want your ex to be happy because just things ended, it's probably a bad idea. If you're angry because your ex cheated, keep that anger as long as you want. You do you. Or like, you're angry because they were abusive, or they treated you poorly, or they treated your friends poorly, whatever. But if you have an ex who, you know, things didn't work out, you gave it a shot, and in the end there was nothing you could do and you just decided to call it quits, honestly, at some point you just gotta say, hey, you know, I want them to be happy, I want them to move on. So what I would suggest is, again, this is barring an ex who is abusive, or verbally or mentally, physically, whatever, any kind of abuse, any kind of like wrongdoing on their part. If it's just, hey, it didn't work out, just know that if they move on to someone who you think is better than you, chances are good they're not actually better than you, you just sort of perceive them as better, for starters. And two, even if they are like a little better, like, say if they're an exact copy of you in every single way, but, you know, they are an inch taller than you, and that, for you, you assume that that means that they're better, or, you know, their job is better, or whatever, just know that, at the very least, you help someone who you cared about find someone who is a better fit for them. And, of course, there is no better, like, unless you just are a terrible person, which you're probably not if you're listening to this podcast, because you care about self-improvement. Unless you're, like, absolutely a terrible person, there's probably not a person that's, like, head and shoulders better than you. Like, they might have more money than you, that doesn't make them better than you. They might have a better job than you, that doesn't make them a better person, more educated, so on and so forth. So just keep that in mind, that like, you're not as bad as you think, and they're probably not as good as you think. You're just sort of perceiving it a different way, because what do you think about that, Delaney?
No, I mean, I think you hit some really good points. And also, I was thinking that like, how to get over it is like, kind of accept the fact that I guess it sounds terrible, but life isn't fair.
Life is not fair. That's true.
And also that somebody may have been a stepping stone for someone, and if they did it maliciously, then, you know, you deserve better. So that's the way you can get over it, is that realize that your value is not based on how somebody else treats you. It's how you feel about yourself and what you do and what you bring to the world or to your relationships, to make it kind of smaller scale. And and someone, you being someone's stepping stone, can lead to you being happily ever after with the next person. So the stepping stone can also be, you being a stepping stone can be a stepping stone for you to find what really makes you happy. So you can always turn a negative into a positive, most of the time.
That is a good way to put it, you know?
Yeah. Unless that's, you get shot. I don't know any positive way to turn around getting shot. You know, that's hard.
Yeah, well, you know, this whole conversation sort of precludes any like extreme bad behavior, you know?
Yeah.
But that's a good point. I think that more than anything else, you have to remember that if you feel like somebody used you as a stepping stone to meet someone better than you, which is probably not true, again, if you do feel that way, that also means that you now have an opportunity to find someone better than them. And I promise you, there is nobody out there in the world that is objectively head and shoulders, like you can't replace somebody. Like, you can replace people really easily. You can't replace like memories, but whoever you're obsessed with and you're like, oh, my ex, they're so wonderful and they moved on to someone better than me, they're, no, both of those are not true. Like, I've dated some awesome people, and they're all, when I say like, oh, I've dated a lot of awesome people, it's because like, once you get to just dating someone, you're like, this is a good person, there's not much like variance there. It's, you know, it's not like you're like, wow, I dated an astronaut. Like, you know, if you dated an astronaut, who also was like, I don't know, a diplomat, and also like developed a cure for the common cold and like adopts like three-legged puppies. Like, okay, yeah, you're not gonna do better than that. But chances are good that you just met Joe Blow from Bumble or whatever, or OkCupid, and you can go right back there and find him, because you can find a better version of that person objectively. Obviously, nobody's that much better. My point is that, you know, if you still feel like you were a stepping stone, you still have an opportunity to use your ex-partner as a stepping stone. So just keep that in mind.
Agreed.
Delaney, do you have anything else?
No, I think we touched some good points, and
we touched some.
I'm very
good
happy
ones.
With the things we touched today.
inappropriate. Delaney, thank you for recording. Do you want to wish
of
everyone
course.
A good night?
I hope you all have a great day and evening, and you're the best.
Delaney, you're the best. Listeners, you are the bestest. thank you all for listening. And as always, good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dow of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Dow of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at dowofindifference.com. For more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.